In Florida, the state legislature took down a statue of a Confederate general in Congress's Statuary Hall. The Florida Senate elected to remove a Confederate flag from its seal. And for many, such emblems are painful reminders of America's slave-based economy, while others see them as symbols of sacrifices made by their ancestors. And the latter is the reason Nancy Miller says she decided to run for state Senate.
Well, and so when the flag came down tragically, heartbreakingly, came down in South Carolina, and I call it a witch hunt, you know, on all things Confederate. Where's the witch? Witch, you
exactly.
know, and if you're a Confederate, that's, you know, you were indicted, and so everything had to come down.
That's Miller in an interview with radio host Rocky D posted to her Facebook account. She describes herself as a Southern historian, and she's focused her campaign on preserving monuments to Florida veterans in all wars, including the Civil War. Candidate Miller shares the same name with City Commissioner Nancy Miller, which also confused the radio host.
You were a county commissioner before, I think, weren't you? Something like that. You were
on
the commission.
I was not. There's another Nancy Miller that was a county commissioner in Leon County, I believe. I have not. I'm a newcomer to the political arena.
Tallahassee City Commissioner Nancy Miller is not associated at all with the candidate Nancy Miller from Steinhatchee.
Melissa Ingram, A2 City Commissioner Nancy Miller, wants to make sure there's no mistaking where Commissioner Miller stands. Name confusion has often led little-known candidates to victories in races, drawing upon the reputations of well-known politicians.
Their political ideologies are worlds apart.
Candidate Miller recently appeared on the WFSU-TV campaign show Bandwagon, and she criticized incumbent Florida Senator Bill Monford, a Democrat, for his votes against bills limiting abortion options and gun access and in favor of proposals to remove Confederate emblems.
It's time we elect a senator who shares our values. And finally, you have a choice between a liberal Hillary Clinton professional politician, or a small business owner who supports making Florida and America great again.
Monford has often worked with Republicans to craft education policy, and he's the longtime leader of the Florida Association of District School Superintendents. During WFSU-TV's Bandwagon, he highlighted issues such as education, the environment, and boosting state worker pay.
We've only had one raise for our state employees in 8 years. That is not good. And the fact is, we have the lowest number of state employees per capita than any state in the country. Our state employees' salaries rank in the lower 25th percent of any state in the country. We must do something to attract and retain the very best in state government.
His opponent, candidate Miller, has acknowledged her views on history may not make her very popular.
If it loses me votes, I am in this to have a voice for liberty. And the voice for liberty is, standing up for these veterans. A voice for liberty is the Second Amendment. You know, I'm not just a one-issue candidate, but I want people to know exactly who I am. And if it loses me votes, then I've lost that vote. Honorably.
Election day is November 8th, and some ballots are already in the mail. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.